the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number. To a good life's sleep.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. There was some movement in the team earlier this week, as we saw one player leave and one come in ahead of the homecoming match with Dundee Stars this Saturday. We wish Trevor Hendricks all the best for the future, but we warmly welcome our new player, defenceman Harry Quast, who is already here and gearing up for his first taste of life in the Elite League. And I'm pleased to say he joins me now. Harry, first of all, welcome to the club. How are you settling in so far?
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. I think I'm settling in pretty well. It's been great. All the guys, I met most of them, a lot of them at practice yesterday, and it's been kind of a whirlwind couple of days, but it's been great so far. Everybody's been great, and the fans have been super welcoming. So it's been everything I could ever dream for and more so far. So excited to get going.
I saw you were at the Supporters Club teen event earlier this week. But what's been your early impressions of the club and the fans so far?
Well, the support is obviously great. Last night was a fantastic event. I had a lot of fun playing laser tag. Brought out the inner kid in me, so it was a good time to see and interact with fans early on. And the support has been incredible. I think the organization is top-notch. One of the best that I've played for so far. Everybody's been great, really settling me and going out of their way to make sure everything's okay for me. So it's been great so far, and I really can't wait to see all the fans in action on Saturday night.
So talk us through the last few days then. What's it been like for you from when the move was coming? What's been happening in those last few days?
A lot of travel plans, just kind of putting everything together, figuring out what I need to pack, what could fit, what I would have to leave at home, and then just kind of all the organization getting on the plane and stuff. It was pretty hectic with Thanksgiving in the States was last week, and Sunday's a big travel day for that, and I flew out of New York on Sunday night, so it was kind of crazy. And just once I got on the plane, just a lot of trying to get some sleep and rest so that I was ready to go on Monday here, and was able to get a little bit of shut eye, but not too much. So I'm still kind of catching up on that. But since then, just kind of been settling in, trying to get my legs going a little bit on the ice, and just trying to meet some of the guys and get as comfortable as I can before the weekend.
Now, you had a short spell with Manchester Monarchs, a team in the ECHL last season. What happened over the summer? How did your summer go for you?
It was pretty good. I decided to take a job in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So I stayed in shape. I had an opportunity to go back to Manchester this year and play for them for the full season, but decided to try my hand at something else, and figured it wasn't for me. Got an opportunity to come out here and play for Brayhead for the rest of the year, and decided it was too good of an opportunity to pass up on, and felt like I was ready and felt like I was able to help the team win. So hopped on a plane and headed out here. So it was a similar summer to usual, but ended up a little bit differently, I guess.
Sure does. So now you're here, you've been training with the guys. How are you finding that so far?
It's been great. I think practice went really well on Tuesday, and we had a bit of a workout today, which was nice, get the legs going a little bit. So I think, hopefully every day I get on the ice, I feel a little bit more comfortable, and everything starts to click a little bit and the jet lag starts to go away. And but I think everything's been great so far. I thought practice really went well on Tuesday.
Good. So what do you plan to do while you're in Glasgow and in Scotland, other than play hockey, of course? Is there something you want to do, somewhere you want to visit? Have you even thought that far ahead?
Obviously, I think when everybody from the States or from out of town comes over to overseas, they want to see as much as they can while they're here. And I think ideally, I'd like to see a few different countries, a few different spots, or whatever Scotland has to offer. I know there's a ton of stuff to do just in the UK alone, and Scotland especially. So I'd love to see, as much as I can, but obviously I came here to win games and help the team. So I think that's my first priority right now, is getting kind of back into that routine where I can, be comfortable and help the team win. And then from there, if, there's a day off or, a couple of days here and there where I can get away and clear the mind and go see something new, that'd be great. But, just playing hockey in Scotland's enough for me right now.
Golf is usually the answer I get for that question. So finally,
yeah, I wish I end up slicing the ball into the parking lot if I play golf. So I'm not very talented at that sport.
So how much are you looking forward to the weekend and making your debut for the Clan then?
I'm looking forward to it a lot. It's been a bit since I've been in a game, so I think I'm excited to get going and get a hit under my belt, and hopefully we come out with a win. And I'm very excited to see, the Purple Army, and I've been hearing stories about how great our fan base is. So I'm excited to see and hear them on Saturday and, get into a game. There's nothing that, makes you more excited as a hockey player than playing at home in your first game with a new team. So I'm excited to get going.
That's great, Harry. Thank you very much. So that's Harry Quast, Brayhead's new arrival. As I said, he'll make his debut this Saturday against the Dundee Stars. Tickets are still available for the homecoming game. Make sure you get them by visiting Ticketmaster or by calling 0844 499 1700. You can even get them by visiting the Brayhead Arena box office as well. Keep up to date with the latest news on Brayhead Clan by checking out the website, brayheadclan.com, visiting the official Brayhead Clan Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter at Brayhead Clan. That's all for now. Talk to you later. Bye for now.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.